don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with Salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, for international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3!
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Oh, we got a great show here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. We are going to empower you, because that's what we like to do. We are going to be talking about, are all supplements good? Let's find out, shall we? And what makes the ones that are good, good, and the ones that aren't so good, what makes them not so good? So we're going to look at that. Also, we're going to be talking about some other interesting supplements that European Union wants us to have. And we'll see if we have time. We might even touch on the amazing ginkgo and see how that's going to benefit us. Well, we got tons of stuff to talk about. And don't forget, coming up, because this is the 6th, so in a couple of weeks, Dr. Carly, she'll be here with us and enlightening us all with some health information. And don't forget that coming up this summer, if you're looking for natural ways to improve your vision, our friend John Monroe from Dr. Banker's Group out in Boulder, Colorado, is coming to the East Coast in July. And on the 26th of July, he'll be at the Embassy Suites Hotel in Charlotte, North Carolina, conducting a natural vision workshop. So if you want to find out how you can improve vision without surgery and drugs, John is the man. And you need to sign up, though, if you want to go to the workshop. And you can contact them at 303-494-4532. That's 303-494-4532, and that's John Monroe in Boulder, Colorado, if you want to sign up. Or you can just check it out on their website, Dr. for Dr. Banker, BANKER.com, drbanker.com. So, and that'll be a natural way to improve vision. I have their kit, by the way, and I use it a lot for improving the muscle strength around my eye. That's how I'm reversing my nearsightedness, and that's how the kit explains all that stuff. It has a DVD and all the good things in there. So I think it's nice to know why your vision is not perfect and how you can correct that. So if you're into self-empowerment, I say go for it. Well, before we get to the quack report, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm praying for America. Hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, praying for all of you out there. I know people are aware there's a problem. More and more people are seeing that there's a problem. Some people don't know what it is. Some people do. So, you know, we're going to need some supernatural help either way you slice or dice it. So I'm seeking the Lord's face, and it's His will if He wants to help us out of this mess, because we have a country that has more idols than we need. See? We don't need any, actually, and so we need to stop doing all that. We need to get back to the basics, and I'm going to seek the Lord's face and ask for His help, and I'm mine in the time, because it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. What do we got in the quacker? Conventional yogurt. Here's a report. Conventional yogurt. is the equivalent of junk food. It's disguised as junk food, according to this report. Apparently, read your labels, check your ingredients on your yogurt products. If you just see natural or healthy, people kind of just assume a lot about yogurt products. But when it comes to, you know, yogurt, you know, it kind of gives you this image. It's healthy. It's got, you know, natural enzymes, it's going to help digestion, that kind of thing. But a lot of times the mainstream yogurt is kind of like beef jerky, you know, full of calories, you know, does have protein, but it does have fillers, MSG, flavoring, sugars, all kinds of things. So advertisers on the yogurt tend to quick market a product. Maybe they'll say it's low calorie, it's a healthy snack, has live active cultures. And, but you know, live active cultures, you know, doesn't always mean that it's the stuff you need. It may not be the microorganisms and the probiotics you need. So you might want to check and your products, read labels. You want to watch out for the artificial sweeteners, the chemical defoamers, the processed sugar, the high fructose corn syrup, the synthetic preservatives, and the controversial thickener, carrageenan. Of course, you want to shy away from aspartame and anything that has an artificial sweetener in it. And, you know, you want to make sure you get something that's non-GMO, that, you know, the cows were not pumped up with hormones and antibiotics. And so check your brands. There's tests were done by the Cornucopia Institute. It's a watchdog group, promotes, you know, family-scale farming, homesteading, that kind of stuff. And without the live and active culture seal on your yogurt, they say, you know, the real stuff doesn't even have to have that seal on it. So read your labels out there. And last but not least in the quack report, here's something on eucalyptus. I love eucalyptus. I love the oil. I like it in my dog collars that I have. I actually sell them on the website, thepowerofs.com. So if you have a dog and you want to, you know, make them smell sweet and defend them from, you know, parasites and fleas and ticks, that's what I do. Anyway, Eucalyptus oil has a lot of other benefits. A lot of people don't realize it's an anti-inflammatory, antiseptic, analgesic, antibacterial, and antispasmodic type of herb. So eucalyptus will assist with persistent coughing, loosens phlegm. I love it if there's bronchitis or pneumonia, and I will breathe in the eucalyptus fumes, and it helps decongest and gets rid of all the fungi and viruses and all that stuff that's in the pulmonary system. Now, back in 2010, Argentina, they had a study published in the research journal called Parasystology, and eucalyptus oils, they say, have the ability to counter the spread of head lice. And since head lice seem to be resistant to a lot of the over-the-counter commonly used synthetic products, researchers are now looking for alternatives. Also, in 2004, there was another study on eucalyptus published in the Laryngoscope Journal, and they said that, eucalyptus oil is a decongestant. Helps the oil vapors, help people breathe easier, dilates the blood vessels in the bronchial, also increases blood flow and relaxes people. Especially if you have if you're exhausted from coughing, if you got a cold and bronchitis. So you might want to check out eucalyptus next time you have that issue. It is a product we include in the lung congestion kit on thepowerherbs.com. And going back to the lice issue, I also know that the juice from the yucca plant kills head lice and nits. So if you're looking for some natural ways to get rid of those bugs, go for it. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. All right, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about supplements. Are all supplements good, the same? No. So we're going to talk about some new things that have been coming to the surface on supplements and what the powers that be are doing. In May of 2010, the United States Government Accountability Office, they sample and tested some dietary supplements. They wanted to check for any potential dangerous ingredients, and they also wanted to check deceptive marketing. Now, the report was sent to the U.S. Senate Special Committee on Aging, and the report had some good information, but I believe its main purpose is to usher in more legislation over dietary supplements, that market, of course, through your FDA. So some may think, well, more oversight over supplement products, probably a good thing. Well, ask the FDA oversight committee how they doing on prescription drugs. Are they less expensive? And are they 100% safe? When's the last time you heard of somebody dying by? I've never seen on a death certificate, death by herb supplement, I've seen on death certificates, death by birth control, death by heart medications, death by antidepressants. All right. So, remember that next time you want to say, herbs need more oversight. How's the FDA doing on prescription meds? So we're going to take a look at this report from the Accountability Office and see about the impact of this report and what's going to have any fallout on your supplements. Well, first of all, they wanted to look at toxicity. So in the report, they were testing some very common herbs for hazardous contaminants like lead, arsenic, mercury, cadmium, and residues from chlorine-type products and also phosphorus-type products like pesticides. So the negative health consequences if you consume these types of contaminants were based on a review of relevant health standards, and it was discussed with the FDA and the Environmental Protection Agency. So the study wanted to check for contaminants in the natural herbs to avoid health problems such as arsenic. It's known to increase the risk of some cancers, cancer of the skin, and, of course, cancer of the lung. cadmium, known to increase the risk of leukemia and testicular tumors. So long-term exposure to cadmium can also cause kidney, lung, and bone damage. Now, lead also increases the risk of lung, stomach, and bladder cancer. And mercury, of course, can cause insomnia, fever, shift in mood. Too much can actually cause blindness, deafness, and renal damage. So they wanted to test these herbs, see what they contain as far as toxicity. And according to the report, and they were testing some pretty basic herbs. You know, they were testing ginseng and ginkgo and garlic and chamomile, those kind of herbs. So according to the report, these basic herbs, guess what? They can be life-threatening to the elderly because, here's the reason, the herbs interfere with prescription drugs. And it's assumed that all elderly are on some prescription medications. So did you get that? The herb itself's not a danger, but you throw in that, you know, antibiotic or some prescription, and all of a sudden, oh, it's a deadly herb, you know? So now the report states approximately 85% of the elderly take at least one prescription drug over the course of a year, and that 58% take three or more prescribed drugs. Now, I'm not one that advocates mixing drugs with herbs. I'll be the first one to tell you, don't do it. Don't do it. Unless the reason is you want to wean off of something and onto something else, just, you know, from the drug that weakens and cripples the system to something that strengthens your system. That would be the exception in my book. Now, in my opinion, this report by the U.S. Government Accountability Office is misleading Congress by stating that there were no scientific studies to support the health benefits of these herbs, like garlic, for instance. So the report stated, quote, "There are no studies that confirm that garlic lowers blood sugar or increases the release of insulin in humans," end of quote. So the report did mention that the herbs they tested didn't pose any risk of acute toxicity or contamination, according to FDA and EPS regulations, and it was by the FDA Pesticide Analytical Manual. So natural plants can have trace amounts of some of these things like lead and so forth, but they're not considered toxic. Because, you know, even stuff out of the garden can have a little bit of that stuff. Now, according to Steve Mister, president of the Council for Responsible Nutrition, he says this, with regards to the dietary supplement industry, it is not surprising that supplements may contain trace amounts of heavy metals because they are routinely found in other plants, end of quote. So the report was conducted from September of 2009 through March of 2010, and is listed as being performed in accordance with standards prescribed by the Council of the Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency. Woo, woo. Well, let's talk about this garlic. Absolutely no studies to confirm garlic has any blood sugar lowering potential to help people that are diabetics. Well, let's just check this out. So the report that was sent to Congress said no studies, not one, showed any health benefits of garlic, especially where diabetes was concerned. Well, obviously, either they did not search this area very well, or they purposely withheld this information when so many studies have been done and published about this. For instance, there was a study that was published in the Evidence-Based Complementary and Alternative Medicine Journal that showed that garlic restores antioxidants and reduces free radical damage involved in vascular disease like diabetes and blood pressure, high blood pressure. And in that study, they took rats and fed them diets that induced diabetes and hypertension, and then fed them garlic extract about 500 milligrams a day for about 3 weeks. The results were that the blood antioxidant levels significantly went up in both the rats with diabetes and with hypertension. Now, the rats with diabetes, the increase in antioxidant That serum level paralleled a decrease in glucose serum. That was great. So in the rats with the hypertension, this systolic blood pressure was lowered. Now, the Department of Biological Sciences at Kuwait University also did a study with garlic and determined that it's the allicin in the garlic, which has a definite power over serum lipids and lowering blood pressure in rats, and even if they're on a high cholesterol diet. So the study was reporting your garlic had a direct impact on serum, cholesterol, triglycerides, glucose, protein, and systolic blood pressure. So the researchers concluded that garlic may have a beneficial effect on the risk factors for even arterial sclerosis and hypertension. So this study was also noted that when you're using fresh garlic, it was effective at reducing the formation of platelets, you know, clotty blood. Now, there was also a study in the Department of the Epidemiology Healthcare Research at the University of Limburg, that's in the Netherlands, and they found that the claims of garlic that reduces cardiovascular risk were confirmed when you use fresh garlic in large doses. They also concluded that garlic may be beneficial in regards to aging and in cancer due to garlic's ability to offer more antioxidants. So this, my friends, is why one-tenth of the medical literature states, one-tenth states that garlic thins your blood, lowers your blood pressure, and your blood sugar. One-tenth of the medical studies. So these folks over there at the United States Government Accountability Office, I guess they're not too accountable when it comes to researching things on garlic and making misinformed statements to Congress. Well, let's talk about herbs and your foods for a second, because, you know, we're getting to this thing where, you know, are all supplements good for you? Well, herbs are just like your foods, and where they grow, how they're treated, harvested, it's all going to impact the purity of foods and your supplement sources. So the organic standards, my friends, are under attack. Organic standards are under attack, and it's on purpose to level the playing field between organic and conventional food sources. So herbs, just like conventionally grown foods, can contain pesticide residues within or outside the legal limits depending on your supplier. So herbs covered with anti-mold, antifungal, and maybe at least one of the 865 registered pesticides is very likely, unless you demand certified organic supplements. And there are some out there. Now, organic supplement manufacturers have to be more vigilant in obtaining certified organic herb ingredients for their products, okay? It's getting to be a more stringent process of getting the good stuff. Now, there is this area of supplement, the supplement industry that I call supplement sharks, you know? You know, a lot of people ask, who owns a majority of the supplement companies? Well, corporations in China and the pharmaceutical industry own the bulk of the supplements sold in the United States. And a majority of these products are not made from plant material, but from synthetic chemicals. Now, there is a push to reduce or eliminate the plant-based supplements through market takeover and legislation. And a health enthusiast by the name of Jonathan Betchell, now, he started his supplement company, and he called it Health Kismet, and he was totally trusting the big supplement companies to do private labeling for him. Okay, so according to Jonathan, he thinks it's fairly easy to cash in on the supplement market. He says this, when it comes to actually making the product, the whole process is automated, and much of the thinking is already done for you. Most private label manufacturers have large varieties of ingredients, and they stock those, and they have machines that can make the different categories of products like powders, capsules, gels, liquids, and so on. Most have a variety of stock recipes in place, and if you look hard enough, you'll probably find the one that's close to your imaginary product. Now, if they don't have anything in stock, well, then they can simply order on your behalf and usually get it much cheaper than you could. Jonathan Betchell. Yeah, Jonathan. It's easy, huh? You know, it's just like pulling through the drive-thru. and give me, you know, a supplement pack number 4 and supersize it, please. No, it's not like that, Jonathan. Not in reality, it's not. Not when you want something good. Not when you want to really help people out there. That's a supplement shark for you. Majority of the health stores are made and marketed by what I call a lot of the health products in the stores. They're marketed by what I call supplement sharks. So whatever is novel and makes a ton of money, that's what they push onto consumers. So their heart and soul is not invested in the venture. And the intention is not to, their intention is really, I'm going to do the minimum and make the most money. And that's my goal. Whether you get better or not, oh well. See, that should be deplorable to your ears, hearing that attitude. But that's exactly where most of them are. So why should you insist on organic? Well, insisting that your supplements are as organic as your 3 meals that you're eating is going to be extremely, extremely important. So researchers from RMIT University in Australia, they published their research in the Journal of Environmental Research back in April of this year. And it was regarding what non-organic foods do to your health. So in their study, they showed that by removing the conventional foods that are treated with pesticides and synthetic chemicals, it was evident in the urine and within 7 days that the people were getting healthier. So there is an average of 6 different chemicals, phosphate pesticides, found in your urine, right? If you don't eat organic, I can guarantee you, you're going to have at least 6 chemicals found in your urine, according to the folks at MIT University. So these chemicals are scientifically proven to be neurotoxins and attack the central nervous system, not just on the insects that they were meant to kill on the plants, but also in you too. So these chemicals block our enzymes responsible for neutralizing these toxins and these poisons. So pesticides and phosphates, they're found in plastics and pesticides. They tend to sabotage the human endocrine system, which is responsible for hormone production. And hormones are pretty important for a lot of functions. So people who consume conventionally grown foods and supplements, which are not certified organic, have low enzymes and low hormone, or hormonal disruption is basically what they have. So if you add in the antibiotics and the agricultural industry, adds to all the animals and the plants, even now with the fire blight on our fruit trees, they're spraying those with antibiotics and they're still allowing them to be labeled as organic. So you add in all that, the toxic overload on us humans is pretty enormous. So the Australian study has pointed out that even if we limit the conventional foods and synthetic supplements, the health effects are significant. So getting off the pesticides, getting off the foods that are laced with chemicals, and getting off the chemical supplements will reduce the toxins in your body, according to the study, by 89% within 7 days. Just 7 days from now. You'll be 89% toxicity free just by going organic. Isn't that wonderful? So the organic diet improves your enzyme production. And the participants in their study also reported, was reported by the Environmental Working Group. Now, they have a list of foods that you want to avoid and that you want to eat. So the ones you want to avoid are called the Dirty Dozen List, and the ones you want to eat are the Clean 15. So you could go to EWG for environmentalworkinggroup.org and look for their foods news and check out those lists. Now, if you're on our newsletter list, you will get the hot links for those lists, actually, and just click and go. So there you go. I know I got to take a break. I got more on this topic, so I'm not done. So I'll be right back.
Wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night, blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make your morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy. What you knowin'? I come to watch your flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it, do do, feeling groovy.
Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk Live, and we're talking about supplements, are they all good for you? Well, some are and some aren't. And do you want to just do your due diligence out there when you're shopping for supplements? Because I think consumers must be more aware of their foods and supplements than ever before. So the products that you see made by Apothecary Herbs, guess what? They've been tested by the ATF National Laboratory Center in Maryland. Chemical and organic elliptic analysis were performed on their products and were found to be within normal limits. So there are few companies that are making herbal supplements which would go through an 18-month test by this lab to document the purity of the ingredients. They couldn't find anything wrong with it. Yay! So insist on your certified organic ingredients that are to TILTH standards. That's T-I-L-T-H. That's the highest organic standard to protect your supplements. Now, Apothecary Herbs has that, 100% organic, non-GMO, no synthetic ingredients in their organ cleansing and immune boosting formulas. So stop by their online store and take advantage of what organic really means. Call Apothecary Herbs. They have a toll-free number. You can order or you can ask for a free product catalog. Their number is 866-229-3663. That's toll-free at 866-229-3663. And if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. And, of course, the web address is thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless, thepowerherbs.com. Hey, you can get there by typing in herbtalklive.com, too. So there you go. Also, I need to mention for the folks at Apothecary Herbs on their website, do click on their little green button in the top left-hand corner of their homepage called HMO. And when you get to that page, it describes their savings for their customers. There's some current customer codes there that you can put into your shopping cart and save. And for those who want to set up an account when they check out, they can actually qualify for reward points, and you can redeem them when you want to for savings on your product. So check that out at thepowerherbs.com and get 100% organic herbal supplements, non-GMO, non-synthetic, grown to TILTH standards, the best there is, and save money. What could be better than that? All right. Yeah, a lot of people don't understand how much time and expense goes into making a truly quality product. Yep. Not like our friend Jonathan, who just wants to go to a private labeling company, probably in Germany. There are a lot of companies in Germany that make supplements for American people, American businesses. And so, I mean, unless you're flying over there, Jonathan, know what they're doing. Sheesh. All right. We're going to be talking about some new kind of supplements that the World Health Organization and the European Union and the folks over there would love us to have. Let's see if you want to sign up and get some. Well, world hunger is a problem, they're telling us. Such a problem that there's going to be alternatives to food, and they're being developed right now. So several sources have world hunger in the 800 to 925 million range. And it could go as high as 1.2 billion, according to sources. So we're being told that about 12% of the global population is malnourished and, you know, starving to death. Now, scientists warn that our planet cannot sustain the global population. You probably heard that nonsense, right? So the New York Times did a story in 2009. On the growing problem, stating that scientific experts fear that the world needs to increase food production by 50 to 70% by 2030, or death by hunger would exceed the billion mark. So it has been said that global food production has been increased, and yet there's still hunger. Well, you're always going to have the poor. And do you know why? Oh, scientific's minds out there, do you know why? Well, our Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ said you'll always have the poor because it's the nature of man to have people that are greedy and control freaks. And then there's people that, you know, just don't want to, you know, pull their weight. So you're always going to have the poor. All right, so why could it be that the poor and hungry, you know, they just make good political hockey pucks, I think. I think that's what they're leveraged to do. That's what political junkies do. Now, the UN and the American agencies leverage hunger on a worldwide scale as a negotiating tool. So agriculture used to be an important part of aid with regards to combating hunger, contributing about 17% of foreign assistance back in the 1980s. Now, for some reason, the U.S. feels that agriculture is no longer the answer, as foreign aid agencies have shifted away from agricultural development. What? Okay, you got world hunger, and we're just going to take the, you know, agriculture right out of that equation. How does that make sense? All right, let's look at a scientific solution. The scientific solution, they say, to world hunger seems to be we need to reinvent food. This is why you have your GM crops. You got your cloned meat that's grown in the lab. Let's see, Maastricht University in the Netherlands, they're fine-tuning the production of cloned meat that they're growing in labs. Back in May of 2013, the United Nations reported it had revisited the idea of using insects as a supplement. Are you ready for insect supplements out there? No, I'm not talking about the gummy bears shaped as, you know, butterflies. That's not what we're talking about. So they want to supplement the human diet and get rid of world hunger with you and I and the starving folks eating bugs. That's basically it. So they're going to replace your sugary, salty snacks with insects to get rid of diabetes and obesity. This is how they're thinking. Oh. And the UN reported they recommended eating bugs for protein to reduce pollution because of conventional agricultural protocols. You know, those cattle farms and those pig farms where they kind of hoard all these animals into pens and feed them the wrong kind of, you know, cow chow and pig chow that makes them all gassy. And then, of course, we've got carbon footprints now, see, because they're doing it wrong. I mean, where's Foghorn Leghorn when we need them? Boy, you're doing it all wrong, boy. See, just, you know, let the animals be animals. Let them graze. Let them have what they should be eating and not, you know, processed stuff. And they won't be gassy. All right, apparently bug supplements are a big hit overseas, though. Have you heard that one? Westerners, they say, need to get over their disgust of the idea of crunching on crickets and join the 2 billion Europeans already trading in their gummy bears for cricket clusters. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I guess we need a coupon, you know, a little cricket cluster coupon to get a jump start, you know, so there'll be a stampede to the grocery store for bug snacks. Well, the folks in the West, they say, are just not utilizing the alternative food sources of beetles, wasps, and ants. We're being told that, you know, by agreeing, if we just agree to eat bugs, we can help save the planet because insects have a low environmental footprint. Are you buying any of this? Huh? I don't know. I don't know. What about my engineer? Are you buying this, Frank? You want some, gives new meaning to Beetlejuice, I know. But, yeah, that's the next thing. Energy drinks. You know, whip up a couple of Beetles, throw in a little caffeine, there you go. Let's push Starbucks aside and let's open a juice bar. Yeah. All right, Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig, hey, you're going to be so out of sorts because people are going to have low-fat, high-protein bug snacks that they won't need your plans anymore. I know I'm being facetious, but this is just what's coming out of the Western European Union. And, oh, my goodness. Harvest bugs takes less money to harvest bugs. You know, harvesting a cow to make steaks, more expensive. That protein's so expensive to get from, you know, the the pasture to the plate at the restaurant. They say, you know, it's just easier and it costs less money if we just harvest bugs. Mm-hmm. I could just see all the chain food stores, Applebee's and all the others, you know, over the border, Wendy's, all the fast food places, you know, having to redo their menus, see, because we have to have less environmental footprint protein entrees. So steak is off the menu, and I guess it's, you know, cricket clusters. We'll pour something over it, make it look pretty. I'm sorry. I apologize if you're eating dinner, seriously, or if you're on the way to dinner. Because, you know, they're just telling us Westerners, you know, it isn't disgusting. It's a delicacy. See, they're turning it all around on you. See, it's you know, you shouldn't be objecting. You should be thankful that you're going to get bugs to eat. So we're told eating insects is a delicacy, and we should be lucky to have them. So if you go to South Africa, certain caterpillars are an expensive delicacy. Animal feed companies are supplementing with insects. Yeah. In the European Union and the UN, they report that they are strongly recommending adding insects to restaurant menus. So if this happens in the United States, you can forget about getting your meal for free if you tend to find a bug on your entree. Apparently, it's going to be part of the entree. Who knew, right? Not in America. Well, it's not a new idea, supplementing the human diet with insects. That's not really new. In 2001, the Nature Journal reported on experimenting with mealworm larvae, which is a protein source, and they added it to tortillas, okay? So they mixed mealworms, it's a meat source, and they said it provided an interesting taste. The test subjects said that they tasted the mealworm tortillas at the Technology Institute in Mexico, apparently. Lots of fatty acids in the mealworm made the tortillas taste better, according to the test group. So if Tuesday is your taco night out there, I don't know how your kids are going to feel about you adding parasites to tortillas. Well, what's happening in the overseas markets? Well, if you happen to go to the markets overseas, especially in Asian countries, they have all kinds of foods and meats sitting in open-air markets. You know, all kind of live bugs are on that kind of food. And over here, that'd be atrocious, but over there, it's pretty common. So in the U.S. marketplace, it's kind of prohibited to have foods all in open-air markets and allowing all kinds of nasty things crawl all over it. You know, people out there in the farmer's market could get arrested. So the thing about eating bugs overseas is no biggie. So where did the disgust of eating bugs come from then? I would say the instruction not to eat certain foods, you know, came from our Creator. So in the book of Leviticus chapter 11 and Deuteronomy chapter 14, we're told not to eat any creeping thing that, or anything that flies or has 4 feet, for it is unclean and an abomination. You know, anything that creeps that has 4 feet, or flies that has 4 feet, okay? So I don't have a problem with that rule, to be honest. I'm totally in agreement. Not going to be eating that. You know, David Gracier, Small Stock Foods, he said this: cows and pigs are the SUVs of the food world. Let's just digest that for a second. Cows and pigs are the SUVs of the food world. Well, you know, let's just check out this echo protein for a minute, because it is true that, you know, in ancient times, people did eat bugs during famines, you know, or when locusts came and destroyed all their crops. People didn't have anything else to eat but bugs. However, that is in a severe circumstance. And we're being told that 80% of the planet voluntarily eats insects for protein? Well, folks in the United States, you know, they're grabbing the Roundup to kill pests and people in other countries are serving up the pests with garnishes. So it seems to me this bug-eating protein push is part of the UN's Agenda 21. Livestock produces too many greenhouse gases, too many emissions, according to their UN report. Your fast food meal is not so healthy for you, but the UN finds it, you know, to be detrimental to the planet to have such things. So bugs don't take up too much space. They don't create any messy fertilizer. And, you know, that messy fertilizer could actually blow up buildings. So let's get rid of that. And let's just make it easy and harvest something that's speedy, which has a really short or fast reproduction cycle like bugs have. So the UN sees your chicken, your pork, your beef as an SUV. And bugs, well, they're the Toyota Prius, say. Well, let's look at the top 10 reasons we're told we should be eating bugs for food here in the West. Number one, it's a nutrient source. Number two, per pound, it's more productive to raise bugs for protein than a cow. Number three, bug raising uses less of the planet's resources, such as water, by 1,000 times less. Oh, yes, let's save the precious water. And number five, FDA already makes allowances for 150-plus insect fragments to be present in 100 grams, that's 3.5 ounces, of processed foods like flour and your Hershey candy bar. So, you know, there's already bugs in those things, so what's your problem? That's the message there. Number six, most world cultures already are eating bugs as a delicacy. So, you know, Westerners, what's your problem? Get with the program. Number seven, insects will be deemed a food crop and will reduce the use of pesticides. Okay, so we can't beat the bugs. Let's join them, you know. Let's just not, you know, have plants. Let's just eat the bugs, you know. Stop spraying the plants. Eat the bugs instead. Okay, number eight. Bugs taste good, and bug larvae taste like bacon. I'm serious. It's in the report. I didn't make that up. Don't think I did. Mm-mm. But I couldn't pass it up. I had to put it in here. You know, I had to leave it. I had to leave it here for you. Insects will be deemed a food crop and reduce the use of pesticides. I did that one. Nine, animal rights activists are going to be really happy about this. Yeah, let's make sure they're happy. And number 10, bug protein is an inexpensive greenhouse source and will save starving people. Uh-huh. Well, let me ask you this now. My question is, if bugs are everywhere, right? Why do starving people need the UN Agenda 21 to gather up some bugs for dinner right now? Why aren't they just tapping into their what they have available right now, bugs? Why do the starving people need to wait for the governments to give them permission to eat bugs? See, they got bugs already, and if they were eating them, guess what? They wouldn't be starving. You see this problem with this train of thought here? So they're going to mass produce and market bugs is pretty much what I've been seeing here, what I've been hearing. That's what they want to do. Ah, that's the reason. Market the bugs for sale. Don't you go out there and gather them for free. Let us do that. We're going to have bug farms, and we're going to mass produce these things, and then we're going to sell them to you. So, hey, you starving people out there, you don't have any money to buy your bugs, guess what? You're still going to be starving, apparently. And why would they? Why would they even buy bugs from you when they can go out there and catch a few of their own? I don't think the UN has really encountered a dietitian from the United States. You know, I'd like to see this, you know, meeting of the minds. Because if the UN that's promoting this bug diet were to kind of, you know, have a little meeting with a dietitian from the United States, you know what, if they did, I think they would find out that the dietitians would rather eat a hot dog loaded with nitrate and unknown fillers before they ate any bugs. And I guess the U.S. dietitians really haven't read the book Edible Insects, Future Prospects for Food and Feed Security. Oh, yeah, that's on the UN.org website. So, yes, the United Nations wants to encourage the development of bug farms. And I think the UN report gave this reason. It says, quote, domesticating and rearing insects to sustain the population, end of quote. So the domesticating of bugs, that kind of sounds silly to me. But I guess it's necessary if you plan to feed the whole world with bug protein. Domesticating bugs. So the reason is if you don't control what bugs you're eating, guess what? You could consume something that makes you sick because some bugs are poisonous. So I guess you got to have bug farms that control that. So if a bug, and here's another thing, if a bug eats a bug that's on a certain plant and it metabolizes that as a toxin, that makes that bug too deadly to eat, as deadly as a snake bite. So I guess they have to kind of, you know, have bug farms like they have, you know, pig farms and domesticate those little critters. It's, you know, I'm fairly sure, I'm fairly certain that this is probably why God said, you know, don't eat certain insects because they could be poisonous. Most likely would be poisonous. Definitely be poisonous. That's what I'm thinking, right? So, hey, that's good enough warning for me. See there? So I'm saying, you know, what about vegetables? Well, the UN report could come in handy for parents who have little kids that don't want to eat their vegetables. You know, give the kid a choice, broccoli or a pile of beetles. What do you think your kid's going to eat? Right? Hey, I'm trying to make use of this report in a better way. All right. So these bug supplements. U.S. Customs have confiscated dietary supplements from China because they contain, get this, insect ingredients. So I don't suppose we're going to see insect supplements on the store shelves anytime soon. You know, customs, they're going to have a problem with that. So it makes sense for those in Asian countries, you know, they eat bugs, they also have them in their dietary supplement products, that's what their culture, that's what they do. But that's not how Americans live, see. So basically protein is made of amino acids, and there's about 20 common amino acids which must be supplied through food and cannot be made by the body. And there's 9 essential amino acids that you have to get or your malnutrition is going to occur. So the protein that you get from plants has a chelation effect. It has a mineral uptake in the body. And the word chelate comes from the Greek, which means to claw, or it surrounds the trace minerals for better absorption. So this pure nutrition in plants is going to enter your blood system along with those amino acids and feed all the tissue and organs some plant protein. So your organs like your spleen, testes, thymus, thyroid, adrenal glands, brain, bone, heart, muscle, blood, liver, lung, pancreas, pituitary, everything is going to get some essential nutrition, and it's not coming from bugs. So hang in there, folks. If you're looking for some real straight-up plant protein that's 100% organic, check out the Body Foundation Food Mix. It's on the powerherbs.com website. And I gotta go. Take care. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.